Here's a tough number to contemplate. Student loan debt surpassed $1.2 billion this year, second only to the country's mortgage debt. That's become an issue for both Republicans and Democrats in the presidential race. Yesterday, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton rolled out a proposal to make it possible for students to attend public colleges without taking on debt. The price tag? $350 billion over 10 years. For more on how this might work, we turn now to Anya Kamenetz of NPR's Ed team. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What are the highlights?
So as you mentioned, you know, we've got $1.2 trillion of student loan debt, and Clinton wants to create a debt-free path to a four-year college degree at public universities around the country. And on top of that, she's talking about tuition-free community college and a number of changes to the student loan program.
Now, that's pretty ambitious. How is she proposing to get all this done?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, obviously, she has to get elected first and then convince Congress. And then after that, the federal government doesn't really have direct authority over public institutions. That really belongs to the states. So what Clinton's team is proposing is essentially a system of incentive grants that would go to states that in turn would hand them to institutions that agree to do certain things, like lowering the cost of attendance or actually eliminating tuition when it comes to community colleges.
Does that mean then that colleges or states might say, well, they'd prefer to keep raising tuition rather than cut it?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, tuition has been increasing. It currently makes up nearly half the revenue that public colleges are collecting these days. And, you know, to be fair, it's a pretty difficult undertaking to try to serve working class or middle class students, raise graduation rates, and bend the cost curve all at the same time. And that's exactly what this plan is asking states and institutions to do.
And what about the changes to the student loan program? That is something that the federal government controls.
That's exactly right. So with student debt, Clinton is adopting proposals that have been advocated by progressives and folks like Senator Elizabeth Warren for years. And that includes cutting all the interest rates on student loan debt so that the federal government doesn't collect revenue from that program, and also allowing more people to refinance at new, cheaper rates, and making it easier and simpler for borrowers to enroll in something called income-based repayment. That's an existing program that's underutilized that ties your loan payments to your income to make it a lot more affordable.
So are you saying that with this plan, I mean, you mentioned Senator Warren, Clinton is responding to the ideas that have been put forward on the left?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are ideas in here from Bernie Sanders, from Martin O'Malley. At the same time, Senator Marco Rubio, who's vying for the Republican nomination, has put forward a lot of ideas similar to this, including a bill in Congress that would enroll every student borrower in an income-based plan. So there really is some convergence here and recognition, I think, from all the major candidates that college affordability is important and it's something that's top of mind.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Anya Kamenetz is part of NPR's Ed team.